Ron DeSantis, we will work with legislature to stop sex changes on minors. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Tuesday said his administration will work with the legislature to bring forth accountability to those performing sex change procedures on minors. This is sad, but this is going on in our society. They're giving teenagers, kids puberty blockers. They're doing sex change operations, he said during a Tuesday press conference, explaining that there are young adults who went through with this as minors and now admit it was a huge mistake. And in fact it's not evidence-based, DeSantis said, explaining that his administration has worked through the Medical Licensing Board to say that you in the state of Florida, if you're performing those procedures on these minors, you're gonna lose your medical license here in Florida. So that is happening, he said to applause, adding that his administration will work with the legislature to make sure that we put that into statute so that you're able to have accountability in that sphere. So when you're talking about publicly funded institutions, you know, those are not things that I think are an appropriate use of your tax dollars. And I do think, unfortunately, you have seen this done at some publicly funded things, he said, highlighting that this movement, pushing transgender ideology, is relatively new, at least in the public sphere. Further, DeSantis cited research in places such as Sweden and other places, which he said have reversed course on this topic. Many times, the governor continued, these gender dysphoria issues resolve themselves by the time the child reaches adulthood. The way to deal with that is to provide whatever counseling is needed, not to hack off their body parts. That is not a solution to the problem. That is mutilation, and it is wrong, he added. Watch. Indeed, the transgender issue has emerged as a significant issue as radical leftists continue to promote the ideology wherever they can, whether that be schools or within the medical establishment, including children's hospitals. Even President Biden urged parents to affirm their child's transgender claims, baselessly deeming it one of the most powerful things they can do to keep them healthy. On Tuesday, former President Donald Trump released a video vowing to totally halt the chemical, physical and emotional mutilation of our youth on day one in office. That includes signing an executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex and gender transition at any age. Asking Congress to both stop federal tax dollars from being used to fund such procedures and pass bill recognizing male and female as the only genders which are assigned at birth, and promoting the traditional nuclear family. Under my leadership, this madness will end, Trump promised. Watch.